Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
TikToker Anne Sheeran is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because, Anne, you shared a video on social media that generated a significant number of views and followings from people out there with a potentially unpopular opinion about hotel stays. What did you say?
Hi.
How are you?
Yes. How's it going? I had, quite a large TikTok go viral over the weekend. It currently has 3.7 million views. And I was expressing an opinion that I think...
3.7 million, my God, right.
I know, it's crazy. A lot of them obviously are outside of Ireland. So, you know, when TikToks go that viral, a lot of people see them and they kind of don't understand the context behind them. But I suppose the message of this TikTok was, like, unless you're earning a very, very high salary or a person with a very high net worth, you really shouldn't be staying in these uber expensive, luxurious hotels because it's just not within everyone's reach.
So you'd said if you were earning less than €200,000 a year that you've no business being in Adair Manor. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. And I think, look, the 200,000 is like sort of an arbitrary figure, but I was kind of comparing it to like if you've got an average salary. So like the kind of average salary in Ireland at the moment is around €50,000 a year. And if you're staying in Adair Manor, it's going to cost you for a weekend probably about €2,500. So a night stay there is about €900. So two nights plus dinner, drinks, all that kind of stuff is probably about €2,500. If you're on the higher tax bracket, you have to earn twice that, so about €5,000 to stay there. And that's about 10% of your annual salary. And I think that's absolutely crazy to spend that kind of money on a weekend.
Well, look, I know people will say they spend their money however they see fit. And I know people have stayed in Adair Manor for a lot less than that and deals and wedding vouchers and all, you know, different or promotional offers that might be on. And I know you're not having a go at Adair Manor, but I suppose your point more is that we see people on social media who maybe feel a little bit under pressure to stay in any of the kind of luxury hotels around the country or hotel bricks.
Yeah, that's right. And I think like social media in particular kind of makes things seem a little bit more prevalent or a little bit more normal than they are. And particularly with Adair Manor, there's been a couple of things like over the past year trending about Adair Manor. So there was two American weddings in particular.
We were talking about
last year.
It was incredible.
Yeah, they just went... They were amazing. They were so interesting to watch because they were like, there was one in particular, it was a 4-day affair, no expense spared. Like it probably cost millions and we were all completely glued to it because it's just such a different life to what most of us are like used to experiencing. But then I started to see kind of later in the year, just like normal people's vlogs and plogs appearing of like a weekend away in Adair Manor. And I was like, this is insane. Like, how are people able to afford this?
Well, I suppose people save up or people maybe for 40th birthdays or wedding anniversaries. I know any of my friends in the main who've kind of gone to, and it's not just Adair Manor now, but to any of the kind of luxury 5-star hotels in the country, a lot of them actually got them as wedding vouchers. Or, you know, the wedding vouchers were a contribution towards the stay.
Totally. And I think that's a different thing. Like, and I think, you know, if it's a lifelong dream and it's something that you've been saving up for such a long time and it's something that you're kind of maybe willing to sacrifice a different holiday to go on, that's a totally different thing. But I think it's just we're kind of under the impression that these are normal things to do. And I think it's the same with like first class flights. You can see that so often on TikTok and like other social media platforms.
So you think luxury travel is kind of being glamorized, I suppose?
I think so. And I think it's kind of like it kind of TikTok in particular, like whatever you kind of spend a little bit more time dwelling on, it will show you more and more of that. So then you can just sort of assume that like this is what everyone's doing. This is like really normal thing to do. And I think particularly those kind of experiences are not normal.
Nicola Brady is with us as well. And Nicola, of course, is a travel journalist. Do you agree with that, Nicola? Like, do you notice more and more people now embarking on kind of very expensive, they might have been the honeymoon style holidays?
I think you are seeing some of it, but it's also a case of that's the stuff that does really well on social media. Like if you're going to a hostel or a travel lodge for the weekend, you're not going to get the same kind of viewers. But I am seeing, like I'm seeing on my Instagram, geez, how are these people upholding like all these business class flights? Like it seems like a lot of the American influencers, that's just the sort of standard way to travel. And I'm looking at that and wondering how on earth they can afford it. So I can only imagine if someone sort of in their early 20s is thinking like, well, wait, is that how I should be traveling? Like, what am I at?
Obvious points in Aer Lingus. I'd say that's how they're affording it. They're buying everything.
No, that is amazing,
buying
yeah.
everything online, you see. And then if you buy it all online, you build yeah, up all these you, Avia's points and you listen, I'm saving away at them myself, Nicola, oh, in an effort to try and get a cheaper flight.
And look, you can always use that. You can use that for a break in a day manner as well, you know. There
yeah,
are,
but
there
that's
are
the thing.
Ways.
And in fairness, yeah. like, I mean, look, I don't care. People spend their money whatever way they want, you know. And there's 100%. Some fabulous places around the country with some of the best hotels and in, you know, in the world. And Adair Manor, I suppose you could argue, probably one of those as well. But so people can stay wherever they want and spend that money how they see fit. But I also think we have more and more ways now to try and make things accessible, like the likes of building up things like Avia's points or other sort of, you know, online club points. You can do it in different sites as well, accommodation
yeah.
sites.
There are so many different ways. And like you say, and I think it was Anne's point as well, like people can spend their money however they want. And if they're saving up for something, then of course that's what they should do if that's what they want to spend their money on. But I think, yeah, there definitely is a trend looking at that sort of ultra luxurious experience too.
Anne is right though about the likes of your kind of first and business class flights. I mean, I see it on TikTok all the time. People who probably maybe are in their yeah. very, very early 20s, and I don't mind whatever they do for a living. But like, all in these, you know, first class flights to Dubai or New York or wherever they're going. And
but look,
it was more power
I'll
to
watch
them.
Every single one of those videos. I want to see what they're eating. I want to see what pajamas they've got and, you know, what toiletries there are in the little bag. So it makes sense as well that if yeah. that's, if they're just making content, they know that's what people are going to want to watch, you know.
Is this kind of becoming the new travel agent, social media, Instagram and TikTok, reviews and vlogs of holiday destinations?
Yeah. I can't remember the exact stat, but the amount of now, especially with the younger demographic, they're getting a huge amount of all of their travel inspiration from sites like apps like TikTok. So there's definitely a huge increase in that. And you see it in places like Albania became a huge destination.
That's
that
right.
was sort of almost entirely driven from TikTok. And then it was just really unsustainable the way it developed so quickly. So you're definitely seeing that, and you're seeing people want to replicate the shots and the videos that they see, and that's a huge element of travel for the younger generation now.
Albania has nearly become the new Maldives, Anne, isn't it?
I know, it looks amazing. I haven't got there myself, but I'm definitely influenced because, like, how would you know, like, about somewhere like that if you weren't seeing it on social media? It's not like an everyday kind of place to go, but I love like an insight to what people are doing, where they're traveling. Like, I literally just search on TikTok if I'm in a certain location, I want to find like nice restaurants or things to do, because it's so up to date and it's like, it's quite reliable because it's kind of normal people experiencing it as well.
The listener here has got in touch to say, I totally agree with Anne. I work in the finance sector and I can tell you that 90% of what she's talking about is often paid for in credit. And often people then don't have money for actual real life needs. Another listener has got in touch to say, I met my girlfriend in Ireland last year. She lives in California. And thanks to Avia's, I travel to see her every month. Free car rental and cabin upgrades as well. Another listener says, yeah, again, I agree with Anne. People are spending way beyond their means in an effort to try and impress, especially in socialising on social media. And another listener says, if I choose to spend my money and spend it in a luxury hotel, then that's my business to treat myself to a very rare treat. And nobody is saying that you shouldn't do that. For the moment though, Anne Sheeran, TikToker, and Nicola Brady, travel journalist, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.